Cosmology by Steven Weinberg. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Cosmology by Steven Weinberg is a comprehensive guide to the study of the universe. It covers the history of cosmology, from ancient times to the present day, and provides an overview of the current state of cosmology. Weinberg explains the basic principles of cosmology, including the Big Bang theory, the expanding universe, dark matter and dark energy, and the structure of the universe. He also discusses the implications of cosmology for our understanding of the origin and evolution of the universe, and the implications for our understanding of the laws of nature. Weinberg also examines the evidence for the existence of other universes, and the implications of this for our understanding of the universe. Finally, Weinberg discusses the implications of cosmology for our understanding of the nature of time and space, and the implications for our understanding of the nature of life and consciousness. Weinberg begins by discussing the history of cosmology, from ancient times to the present day. He explains the development of the Big Bang theory, and the evidence for its validity. He then discusses the implications of the Big Bang theory for our understanding of the origin and evolution of the universe. Weinberg then examines the evidence for the existence of dark matter and dark energy, and the implications of this for our understanding of the structure of the universe. He also discusses the implications of cosmology for our understanding of the laws of nature. Weinberg then examines the evidence for the existence of other universes, and the implications of this for our understanding of the universe. He also discusses the implications of cosmology for our understanding of the nature of time and space, and the implications for our understanding of the nature of life and consciousness. Finally, Weinberg discusses the implications of cosmology for our understanding of the nature of the universe, and the implications for our understanding of the nature of reality. Cosmology by Steven Weinberg is an essential guide to the study of the universe. It provides an overview of the history of cosmology, from ancient times to the present day, and explains the basic principles of cosmology. It also examines the evidence for the existence of other universes, and the implications of this for our understanding of the universe. Finally, it discusses the implications of cosmology for our understanding of the nature of time and space, and the implications for our understanding of the nature of life and consciousness. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Big Bang Theory. The Big Bang Theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe, which states that the universe began from a single, extremely dense and hot point in space and has been expanding ever since. Main idea number 2. Dark matter. Dark matter is an invisible form of matter that makes up most of the mass in the universe and is responsible for the gravitational force that holds galaxies together. Main idea number 3. Dark energy. Dark energy is a mysterious form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. Main idea number 4. Inflation theory. The inflation theory is a theory that suggests that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion in its early stages, which explains why the universe appears to be so uniform on a large scale. Main idea number 5. Cosmic microwave background radiation. The cosmic microwave background radiation is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang and is believed to be the oldest light in the universe. Main idea number 6. Structure formation. Structure formation is the process by which galaxies, stars, and other structures form in the universe due to the gravitational attraction of matter. Main idea number 7. Cosmic expansion. Cosmic expansion is the process by which the universe is expanding due to the force of dark energy. Main idea number 8. Cosmic strings. Cosmic strings are hypothetical one-dimensional objects that are believed to have formed in the early universe and are thought to be responsible for the formation of galaxies. Main idea number 9. Cosmic web. The cosmic web is a network of filaments of galaxies and dark matter that is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 10. Cosmic rays. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system and are believed to be responsible for the formation of stars and galaxies. Main idea number 11. Cosmic background radiation. The cosmic background radiation is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang and is believed to be the oldest light in the universe. Main idea number 12. Cosmic inflation. Cosmic inflation is a period of rapid expansion in the early universe that is believed to have caused the universe to become so uniform on a large scale. Main idea number 13. Cosmic structure. Cosmic structure is the large-scale structure of the universe, which is believed to be caused by the gravitational attraction of matter. Main idea number 14. Cosmic evolution. Cosmic evolution is the process by which the universe has changed over time, from the Big Bang to the present day. Main idea number 15. Cosmic acceleration. Cosmic acceleration is the process by which the universe is expanding due to the force of dark energy. Main idea number 16. Cosmic rays. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system and are believed to be responsible for the formation of stars and galaxies. Main idea number 17. Cosmic microwave background. The cosmic microwave background is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang and is believed to be the oldest light in the universe. Main idea number 18. Cosmic strings. Cosmic strings are hypothetical one-dimensional objects that are believed to have formed in the early universe and are thought to be responsible for the formation of galaxies. Main idea number 19. Cosmic web. The cosmic web is a network of filaments of galaxies and dark matter that is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. Main idea number 20. Cosmic age. The cosmic age is the age of the universe, which is estimated to be around 13.8 billion years old. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Big Bang theory is the most widely accepted explanation for the origin of the universe. According to this theory, the universe began from a single, extremely dense and hot point in space and has been expanding ever since. This point is known as the singularity, and it is believed to have contained all the matter and energy that would eventually form the universe. The Big Bang theory suggests that the universe began with a rapid expansion, known as inflation, which was followed by a slower expansion as the universe cooled. As the universe cooled, matter and energy began to form, eventually leading to the formation of stars, galaxies, and other structures. The Big Bang theory is supported by a variety of observations, including the cosmic microwave background radiation, which is a faint glow of radiation that is believed to be the remnant of the Big Bang. Additionally, the Big Bang theory is consistent with the observed expansion of the universe, as well as the abundance of light elements such as hydrogen and helium. Finally, the Big Bang theory is also consistent with the observed distribution of galaxies in the universe. The Big Bang theory is an important part of modern cosmology, and it provides a framework for understanding the origin and evolution of the universe. It is also an important part of the scientific method, as it provides a testable hypothesis that can be tested and refined through observation and experimentation. Main idea number 2. Dark matter is an invisible form of matter that makes up most of the mass in the universe. It is believed to be composed of particles that interact only weakly with ordinary matter, and thus cannot be directly observed. Despite its invisibility, dark matter is thought to be the dominant form of matter in the universe, accounting for around 85% of the total mass. Its presence is inferred from its gravitational effects on visible matter, such as stars and galaxies. Dark matter is believed to be responsible for the gravitational force that holds galaxies together. Without it, galaxies would fly apart due to the mutual gravitational attraction of their stars. Dark matter also plays an important role in the formation of structure in the universe, such as galaxies and clusters of galaxies. Its gravitational influence helps to draw matter together, forming the large-scale structures that we observe today. The exact nature of dark matter remains a mystery. Scientists have proposed a variety of possible candidates, such as weakly interacting massive particles, WIMPs, and axions, but none have been conclusively identified. Despite this, dark matter remains an important part of our understanding of the universe, and its effects are seen in many areas of cosmology. Main idea number 3. Dark energy is a mysterious form of energy that is believed to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. It is thought to make up around 68% of the total energy density of the universe, and yet its exact nature remains unknown. It is believed to be a form of energy that is spread uniformly throughout the universe, and its effects are only noticeable on the largest scales. The most popular explanation for dark energy is the cosmological constant, which is a constant energy density that is thought to be associated with empty space. This constant energy density would cause the universe to expand at an accelerated rate, and it is consistent with the observed expansion of the universe. Other explanations for dark energy include scalar fields, which are fields that can vary in space and time, and modifications to the laws of gravity. Dark energy is an important component of the universe, and its effects are seen in many areas of cosmology. It is thought to be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe, and it is also believed to be responsible for the accelerated growth of large-scale structure in the universe. Understanding the nature of dark energy is one of the most important challenges in cosmology today, and it is hoped that further research will shed light on this mysterious form of energy. Main idea number 4. The inflation theory is a theory that suggests that the universe underwent a period of rapid expansion in its early stages. This expansion is thought to have occurred in a fraction of a second, and is believed to have been driven by a repulsive force that was much stronger than gravity. This force caused the universe to expand at an exponential rate, which explains why the universe appears to be so uniform on a large scale. The inflation theory also explains why the universe is so flat, and why the cosmic microwave background radiation is so uniform. The inflation theory was first proposed by Alan Guse in 1980, and has since been refined and developed by many other scientists. It is now widely accepted as the most likely explanation for the structure of the universe. The inflation theory has been tested and confirmed by numerous observations, including the Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, WMAP, and the Planck satellite. The inflation theory is an important part of modern cosmology, and has helped to explain many of the mysteries of the universe. It has also provided a framework for understanding the origin and evolution of the universe, and has helped to explain the structure of the universe on the largest scales. Main idea number 5. The cosmic microwave background radiation, CMBR, is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang. It is believed to be the oldest light in the universe, and is the most distant light that we can observe. The CMBR is a remnant of the hot, dense state of the early universe, and is composed of photons that have been traveling through space for billions of years. It is the same in all directions, and has a temperature of 2.7 Kelvin. The CMBR is an important tool for cosmologists, as it provides evidence for the Big Bang theory and allows us to study the early universe. By studying the CMBR, we can learn about the composition of the universe, its age, and its evolution. We can also use the CMBR to study the structure of the universe, as it is affected by the presence of matter and dark matter. The CMBR is an invaluable source of information about the universe, and its study has led to many important discoveries. It has helped us to understand the structure of the universe, and has provided evidence for the Big Bang theory. It has also allowed us to study the early universe, and has provided us with a better understanding of the composition and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 6. Structure formation is a fundamental process in cosmology, and it is responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe that we observe today. The process begins with the formation of small fluctuations in the density of matter in the early universe. These fluctuations grow over time due to the gravitational attraction of matter, and eventually form the galaxies, stars, and other structures that we observe today. The process of structure formation is complex and involves a number of different physical processes. For example, the growth of density fluctuations is affected by the expansion of the universe, the presence of dark matter, and the effects of radiation. In addition, the formation of stars and galaxies is affected by the presence of gas and dust, and the effects of supernovae and other energetic events. The study of structure formation is an important part of cosmology, and it has helped us to understand the evolution of the universe and the formation of galaxies and other structures. By studying the process of structure formation, we can gain insight into the nature of the universe and its evolution over time. Main idea number 7. Cosmic expansion is a fundamental feature of the universe. It is driven by the force of dark energy, which is believed to be a form of energy that permeates all of space. This energy causes the universe to expand at an ever-increasing rate, leading to the observed acceleration of the universe's expansion. This expansion is responsible for the observed redshift of distant galaxies, which is evidence of the universe's expansion. The expansion of the universe is also responsible for the observed cosmic microwave background radiation, which is a remnant of the Big Bang. This radiation is evidence of the universe's early expansion, and it provides us with a glimpse into the universe's past. The expansion of the universe is also responsible for the observed structure of the universe, as it is believed that the expansion of the universe caused the formation of galaxies and other large-scale structures. The expansion of the universe is an ongoing process, and it is expected to continue for the foreseeable future. As the universe expands, it will become increasingly more difficult to observe distant galaxies, as their light will be redshifted to longer and longer wavelengths. This will eventually lead to a point where the universe will become dark and cold, as all of the energy from the Big Bang will have been dissipated. Main idea number 8. Cosmic strings are hypothetical one-dimensional objects that are believed to have formed in the early universe. They are thought to be composed of a very dense form of matter, and are believed to be extremely long and thin, with a diameter of around 10 to 20 Planck lengths. They are believed to be the result of a phase transition in the early universe, and are thought to be responsible for the formation of galaxies. Cosmic strings are believed to be extremely powerful, and are thought to be able to exert a gravitational pull on matter around them. This pull is believed to be strong enough to cause the formation of galaxies, as well as other large-scale structures in the universe. They are also believed to be able to produce gravitational waves, which could be detected by astronomers. Cosmic strings are also believed to be able to interact with other forms of matter, such as dark matter. This interaction could potentially explain some of the mysteries of the universe, such as the origin of dark matter and the nature of dark energy. Cosmic strings are still a largely theoretical concept, and there is still much to be learned about them. However, they are an intriguing and potentially important part of the universe, and further research into them could help us to better understand the universe and its origins. Main idea number 9. The cosmic web is a network of filaments of galaxies and dark matter that is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. It is thought to be composed of a vast network of interconnected filaments, walls, and voids, with galaxies and dark matter distributed throughout. The filaments are believed to be the largest structures in the universe, stretching for hundreds of millions of light years. The walls are believed to be the second largest structures, with galaxies and dark matter distributed in sheets that are tens of millions of light years across. The voids are believed to be the largest empty spaces in the universe, with galaxies and dark matter distributed in bubbles that are hundreds of millions of light years across. The cosmic web is believed to be the result of the gravitational attraction of dark matter, which is thought to make up the majority of the matter in the universe. The dark matter is believed to be distributed in a web-like structure, with galaxies and other forms of matter distributed throughout. This web-like structure is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe, with galaxies and other forms of matter distributed in filaments, walls, and voids. The cosmic web is an important concept in cosmology, as it provides a framework for understanding the large-scale structure of the universe. It is also an important tool for studying the evolution of the universe, as it provides a way to trace the history of the universe from its earliest moments to the present day. Main idea number 10. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are believed to be responsible for the formation of stars and galaxies, as well as the evolution of the universe. Cosmic rays are composed of protons, electrons, and other subatomic particles, and they travel at nearly the speed of light. When they interact with matter, they can cause ionization, which can lead to the formation of new elements and molecules. Cosmic rays can also cause radiation damage to living organisms, and they can be detected by instruments on Earth. The origin of cosmic rays is still a mystery, but they are thought to be produced by supernovae, black holes, and other extreme events in the universe. They are also believed to be responsible for the formation of cosmic ray showers, which are high-energy particles that travel through space and interact with the Earth's atmosphere. These showers can cause a variety of effects, including the production of gamma rays, X-rays, and other forms of radiation. Cosmic rays are an important part of the universe, and they play a major role in the evolution of the universe. They are responsible for the formation of stars and galaxies, and they can also cause radiation damage to living organisms. Understanding the origin and behavior of cosmic rays is essential for understanding the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 11. The cosmic background radiation, CBR, is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang, the event that marked the beginning of the universe. It is believed to be the oldest light in the universe, and is the most direct evidence of the Big Bang. The CBR is a form of electromagnetic radiation, and is composed of microwaves, infrared, and visible light. It is spread evenly throughout the universe, and is detectable in all directions. The CBR was first discovered in 1965 by Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson, who were working on a radio antenna at Bell Labs. They noticed a faint background noise that was present in all directions, and could not be explained by any known source. After further investigation, they realized that this noise was the CBR, and it was later confirmed by other scientists. The CBR is an important tool for cosmologists, as it provides evidence for the Big Bang and helps to confirm the age and size of the universe. It also provides insight into the structure of the universe, as it is affected by the presence of matter and energy. By studying the CBR, scientists can learn more about the history and evolution of the universe. Main idea number 12. Cosmic inflation is a period of rapid expansion in the early universe that is believed to have caused the universe to become so uniform on a large scale. It is thought to have occurred shortly after the Big Bang, when the universe was still very small and dense. During this period, the universe expanded exponentially, doubling in size every 10 to 35 seconds. This rapid expansion caused the universe to become much larger and much more uniform than it would have been without inflation. Inflation also explains why the universe is so uniform on a large scale. Without inflation, the universe would have been much more clumpy and uneven, with matter and energy distributed in a much more chaotic way. Inflation smoothed out these irregularities, creating a much more uniform universe. This uniformity is what allows us to observe the same features in the universe no matter where we look. Inflation also explains why the universe is so large. Without inflation, the universe would have been much smaller and would have reached its current size much more quickly. Inflation allowed the universe to expand much more rapidly, creating the vast expanse of space that we observe today. Cosmic inflation is an important part of the Big Bang theory and is widely accepted by scientists. It provides a simple explanation for why the universe is so uniform on a large scale and why it is so large. Without inflation, the universe would be much different than it is today. Main idea number 13. Cosmic structure is the large-scale structure of the universe, which is believed to be caused by the gravitational attraction of matter. This structure includes galaxies, clusters of galaxies, and superclusters, as well as voids and filaments of galaxies. The structure of the universe is believed to have been formed by the growth of small fluctuations in the density of matter in the early universe, which were then amplified by the force of gravity. This process is known as structure formation. The structure of the universe is believed to be hierarchical, with galaxies forming the smallest structures, and superclusters the largest. The distribution of galaxies in the universe is not uniform, but instead is clustered in filaments and voids. The filaments are regions of high density, where galaxies are more closely packed together, while the voids are regions of low density, where galaxies are more sparsely distributed. The structure of the universe is believed to be determined by the initial conditions of the universe, as well as the properties of dark matter and dark energy. The study of cosmic structure is an important part of cosmology, as it provides insight into the formation and evolution of the universe. By studying the structure of the universe, cosmologists can learn about the properties of dark matter and dark energy, as well as the initial conditions of the universe. This knowledge can then be used to better understand the history and future of the universe. Main idea number 14. Cosmic evolution is the process by which the universe has changed over time, from the Big Bang to the present day. It is a story of immense complexity, involving the evolution of galaxies, stars, planets, and life itself. The universe began in a hot, dense state, and has since expanded and cooled, allowing for the formation of structures such as galaxies, stars, and planets. As these structures formed, they interacted with each other, leading to the formation of new stars, planets, and galaxies. Over time, these structures have evolved, leading to the emergence of complex structures such as galaxies with spiral arms and stars with planetary systems. In addition, the emergence of life on Earth has added a new layer of complexity to the story of cosmic evolution. The study of cosmic evolution is a vast and complex field, involving the study of the physics of the early universe, the formation and evolution of galaxies, stars, and planets, and the emergence of life. It is a field that has seen tremendous progress in recent years, with the development of powerful telescopes and other instruments that allow us to observe the universe in unprecedented detail. As our understanding of the universe continues to grow, so too does our understanding of cosmic evolution. Main idea number 15. Cosmic acceleration is a phenomenon that has been observed in recent decades and is one of the most important discoveries in modern cosmology. It is the observation that the expansion of the universe is accelerating, rather than slowing down as previously thought. This acceleration is thought to be caused by a mysterious form of energy known as dark energy, which is believed to make up around 70% of the universe. Dark energy is thought to be a property of space itself, and its effects are only seen on the largest scales. The discovery of cosmic acceleration has had a profound impact on our understanding of the universe. It has led to the development of a new cosmological model, known as the Lambda-CDM model, which incorporates dark energy into the standard model of cosmology. This model has been successful in explaining many of the observations of the universe, such as the accelerated expansion and the observed structure of the universe. Cosmic acceleration has also led to the development of new theories of gravity, such as modified gravity and scalar tensor theories, which attempt to explain the acceleration without the need for dark energy. These theories are still being explored, and it is not yet clear which, if any, will be successful in explaining the observations. The discovery of cosmic acceleration has been one of the most important developments in cosmology in recent decades, and has led to a much deeper understanding of the universe. It has also opened up many new avenues of research, and has the potential to revolutionize our understanding of the universe in the future. Main idea number 16. Cosmic rays are high-energy particles that originate from outside the solar system. They are believed to be responsible for the formation of stars and galaxies, as well as the evolution of the universe. Cosmic rays are composed of protons, electrons, and other subatomic particles, and they travel at nearly the speed of light. When they interact with matter, they can cause ionization, which can lead to the formation of new elements and molecules. Cosmic rays can also cause radiation damage to living organisms, and they can be detected by instruments on Earth. The origin of cosmic rays is still a mystery, but they are thought to be produced by supernovae, black holes, and other extreme events in the universe. They are also believed to be responsible for the formation of cosmic rays showers, which are high-energy particles that travel through space and interact with the Earth's atmosphere. These showers can cause a variety of effects, including the production of gamma rays, X-rays, and other forms of radiation. Cosmic rays are an important part of the universe, and they play a major role in the evolution of the universe. They are responsible for the formation of stars and galaxies, and they can also cause radiation damage to living organisms. Understanding the origin and behavior of cosmic rays is essential for understanding the universe and its evolution. Main idea number 17. The cosmic microwave background, CMB, is a faint glow of radiation that is left over from the Big Bang, the event that marked the beginning of the universe. It is believed to be the oldest light in the universe, and is the most distant light that we can observe. The CMB is a remnant of the hot, dense state of the early universe, and is composed of photons that have been traveling through space for billions of years. It is a snapshot of the universe at a time when it was only a few hundred thousand years old. The CMB is an important tool for cosmologists, as it provides us with a wealth of information about the early universe. By studying the CMB, we can learn about the composition of the universe, its age, and its geometry. We can also use the CMB to test theories of the origin and evolution of the universe, and to search for evidence of new physics. The CMB is also an important source of background radiation in the universe. It is the dominant source of radiation in the microwave portion of the electromagnetic spectrum, and is responsible for the faint glow of light that can be seen in the night sky. The CMB is an important part of the cosmic background radiation, which is the total amount of radiation in the universe. Main idea number 18. Cosmic strings are hypothetical one-dimensional objects that are believed to have formed in the early universe. They are thought to be composed of a very dense form of matter, and are believed to be the remnants of the Big Bang. They are believed to be responsible for the formation of galaxies, as well as other large-scale structures in the universe. Cosmic strings are believed to be extremely long and thin, with a diameter of about 10 to 20 Planck lengths. They are believed to be extremely dense, with a mass-energy density of about 10 to the power of 20 times that of the vacuum. This makes them incredibly difficult to detect, as they are too small to be seen with any current telescope. Cosmic strings are believed to be the source of gravitational waves, which are ripples in the fabric of space-time. These waves are believed to be responsible for the formation of galaxies, as well as other large-scale structures in the universe. They are also believed to be responsible for the formation of black holes, and may even be responsible for the accelerated expansion of the universe. Cosmic strings are an important part of cosmology, and are believed to be a key component of the early universe. They are believed to be responsible for the formation of galaxies, as well as other large-scale structures in the universe. They are also believed to be the source of gravitational waves, which are ripples in the fabric of space-time. Main idea number 19. The cosmic web is a network of filaments of galaxies and dark matter that is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe. It is thought to be composed of a vast network of interconnected filaments, walls, and voids, with galaxies and dark matter distributed throughout. The filaments are believed to be the largest structures in the universe, stretching for hundreds of millions of light years. The walls are believed to be the second largest structures, and the voids are the largest empty regions in the universe. The cosmic web is thought to be the result of the gravitational attraction of matter, which causes galaxies and dark matter to clump together in certain regions, while other regions remain relatively empty. This structure is believed to be responsible for the large-scale structure of the universe, and is thought to be the result of the evolution of the universe over billions of years. The cosmic web is an important concept in cosmology, as it helps to explain the large-scale structure of the universe. It is believed to be the result of the evolution of the universe over billions of years, and is thought to be responsible for the formation of galaxies, clusters, and superclusters. The cosmic web is also thought to be responsible for the formation of large-scale structures such as voids and walls, which are believed to be the largest structures in the universe. The cosmic web is an important concept in cosmology, as it helps to explain the large-scale structure of the universe, and is thought to be the result of the evolution of the universe over billions of years. Main idea number 20. The cosmic age is the age of the universe, estimated to be around 13.8 billion years old. This age is determined by measuring the expansion rate of the universe and the amount of matter and energy it contains. The cosmic age is a measure of the universe's evolution since the Big Bang, the event that marked the beginning of the universe. The cosmic age is an important concept in cosmology, as it helps us to understand the evolution of the universe and its current state. It also helps us to understand the formation of galaxies, stars, and planets, as well as the evolution of life on Earth. By understanding the cosmic age, we can gain insight into the history of the universe and its future. The cosmic age is also important in understanding the nature of dark energy and dark matter, two mysterious components of the universe that are believed to make up most of its mass. By understanding the cosmic age, we can gain insight into the nature of these components and their role in the evolution of the universe. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.km. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.